Okay, good morning. Sunday, December 16th, 2018. We are conversing, Jan in her physical body and soul presence, as well as Jeannie in her spirit body as being channeled through her partner, Jan, in physical form. Okay, well, let me say hello.
Hello.
Okay. Let me just cut to the chase here. On a more personal note, Jan and I really recognized that we were plucked out of our lives and planted here on Roberts Mountain at the Monroe Institute, New Lands, and wonder if there's anything that you could tell us at this point as to why. Why, in terms of our mission or being part of a greater mission, we are here.
It is the journey unfolding, one step at a time. You never know where the next step will take you, nor do you know how that next step was formed. But being aware, you were aware that it was the next step, and so you took it. And in the unfolding comes the reason. And as you know, at this very moment, you feel grounded, you feel present, and you feel also that you are learning new things upon this new land. And so, the reason is that you belong in this new land. And the unfolding will teach you everything you need to know. Do not doubt the unfolding, but let your heart align with it without too much consternation and guessing, but simply living. Let that be the teaching method, living.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. I can see that that would be in alignment with how we are experiencing this. I guess the motive there was, can you tell us anything? And obviously, it's an unfolding process. On that same vein of inquiry,
there would be no lesson if you were told. It is in the process of living that you learn. And to tell you anything too soon would have no use, because you still have to live and learn.
Gotcha. Again, on a personal note, we find ourselves in this most interesting position of having landed and put down roots, and the home which we left behind, polished and ready for its next journey, well, it hasn't sold. And we have been taking that as a discipline on our part, a refinement on our part in terms of letting go and watching and achieving a different level of detachment. Is that, do we have it right? Is there something more there that you might be able to tell us?
Do not be disappointed. For just as you wait for that house to find its new owner, so is the new owner waiting to find that house. And energetically, things must align for the transfer of property to unfold in the right way and with the right person. And things are aligning. And I agree with your assessment of your learning a new kind of discipline and detachment. And that is proper. And that is a kind of treatment that you must give yourself. You who treat must treat yourself to learning deeper meaning of discipline and detachment. And this goes to thoughts, energy, ideas, manipulation, feelings and emotions. And all of these fine-tunements of within your own energy fields are the lessons you're learning. And every day you face these things and learn one more day to withdraw your attention and let spirit take over, because that's what this whole thing is really about, spirit. Your spirit, but greater spirit as well. Those of us working on the other side have much to offer, and your process is learning to allow for that. You have prepared well, and you continue to prepare, and you have covered all your bases, so to speak. And now it is time to be patient and allow other workers to get all of their bases covered as well, so that everything aligns. And perhaps the most difficult discipline is the discipline of waiting patiently, calmly, knowing full well that all will be well.
Well, thank you for that. We certainly see this as an exercise in what we see as emerging as a ruling value for the world to come, which is a world that acts in alignment with what is right, the Tao, versus feeling that it needs to manipulate or make something happen. And that has been something we've really worked with. Of course, there's the other discipline of realizing that, no, it's not that we're bad or did something wrong, and that's why something isn't happening, which I think we're all plagued with at some level, that worldview. And that's another discipline of getting beyond that. So taking this to a greater circle, it is clear that Gaia is in the midst of great transformation. And I would say on the Earth at this point, although there is some hopeful signs of positive transformation, there's a great pall of depression over the entire globe as the dominance of self-interest is clearly unleashing the most destructive of forces. And the question that I have is, what guidance would you offer to individuals who are all experiencing this in terms of what they need to be doing inwardly and outwardly for themselves and the planet?
The alignment with spirit that refers to your own process with your property, which sits upon the earth and is part of the earth. And your attachment to it. Which must be departed from in a meaningful way so as to preserve. So what I am saying is that just as you prepared your home to be transferred to another loving family, so must everyone treat the entire earth in an equally loving manner to transfer it to those who are to inhabit it in the future. There is much happening. There is much respect for the earth. There is love for it. There is appreciation. And there is marvel at it, as well there should be. And yet there are other destructive forces that do not respect it, do not appreciate it, but simply because of greed want to ravage it. And this ravaging energy has been able to rise. And the earth is reacting. And many people, good people, are reacting as well. And this is a time of this clash of energies. And those who have love and respect for all of life, always, must hold on to that. Do not despair. Do not lose your connection to goodness and loving kindness And do not lose your connection to the spirit energies that are right beside you all the time and working on this great problem. There is going to be greater clash. There's going to be greater destruction and discontent and issues such as now brewing between different peoples all around the globe. But do not lose your trust in the greater good and the greater energies. Stay aligned with those. Get yourself in alignment within yourself with those energies that are in your personal purview and use that to get yourself in alignment with the greater energies beyond your personal purview. Develop an understanding by studying what this means. Study what energy means on a spiritual, connected, interconnected level. The more you study, the more you will understand. And the more you understand, the more experiences of such energy you will begin to have. If you can focus yourself on spirit energy within yourself first, then you will begin to understand how everything works for the greater good. And though there is a time now that will escalate into greater conflict, that which is built high must come down back to earth. And so that which towers over others will crumble, and all will be level again. And it is in the leveling that the transformation will take place. But once leveled, the transformation must continue. So it is important to understand that the leveling process is a spiritual process, and that it will continue as a spiritual process even after the leveling. What is inflated will be reduced. What is in conflict will settle down. It will not be an easy time, but it will be a healing time. And those who have studied spirit within themselves and trusted it and learned to follow its guidance will be necessary to lead into the future, so that the future returns Gaia to Gaia, as you call it.
Okay, well, thank you. I do want to point out for the listener, I don't know if it'll come through on the recording, but as 2 points Jeannie just articulated were made, the cardinal smashed into the window and punctuated them. So you might notice that. I thank you for this, Jeannie, sending you off with love.
Thank you.